Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Hello. I'm Mr. Ed.
A horse is a horse.
9:49. This is Dean Richards.
No one can talk to a horse.
Sunday morning on WGN.
Unless the horse is the famous.
And, we always love telling you about cool shows that are coming to Chicago. And several years ago, we saw the show Cavalia that was here in Chicago. And as I told you a few minutes ago, just really one of the most amazing equestrian shows that you will ever see. Cavalier now has another show that they're bringing to Chicago, and its founder and artistic director is here, who, by the way, is also a former co-founder of Cirque du Soleil. It's a pleasure to welcome to our studio Normand Latourelle. Good morning, and thank you for being here today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So tell us, give me the name of this new show, because I want to make sure it's pronounced properly.
Yeah, Odysseo. It's like an Odyssey,
yeah,
but with the O at the end, because the show ends in water.
Oh.
And the stage gets filled with 80,000 tons of, 40,000 gallons of water.
Wow, so that's
pretty... And then, you know, at the end of the show, you have all the acrobats and the... horses and everybody splashing the water, having fun in the water.
How did you develop this concept? Because it's, it's spectacular. But I have to think, as a creator of this, and somebody even with your Cirque du Soleil experience in background, this even tops that in a way of bringing the element of all of these horses into the spectacular. What is it? 65 horses in the show.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a show about horses, of course, but it's not a horse show. Because people used to go see or think that a horse show is more a horse demonstration. It's more like if you go to a rodeo, you see horses just do rodeo.
Right.
If you go to a dressage competition or jumping competition, you see horse jumping all day long. We really have integrated in this show, because I was not a horse person. So I brought more the horse to the performing arts world. So it's the equestrian arts married with the performing arts world. And I brought it to, we brought it to a very modern setting. I like to call this show the first and only 6D show in the world, because it does integrate every aspect of what is a very powerful acrobatic performance with a very powerful and modern set with fantastic music, but of course with horses. So how do I explain my 6D? What is a six-dimension show?
Yeah, yeah.
So at first, the stage is huge, and we build the stage, like you discover the stage like layers. So when the show begins, you see a forest, and you really see a real forest. It's not just projection. It's a real forest, and the horse and the artist coming out of the forest, and then the forest disappear, and you see a mountain. It's a real mountain. It's a mountain peak at 30 feet high. And then you see horses appearing behind the mountain and acrobats, you know, coming out of the mountain. And it's very surprising, because a little further behind the mountain, you have a screen that is about 3x an IMAX theater screen. And it's a 3D screen. So you really feel like you're looking at, and the Odyssey is a journey, the name. It's a journey where horse and men go to discover the most beautiful landscape in the world. And we have design... 3D images that bring you all over natural landscape, and you really look at the show and you feel you're there. You feel at one point you're at the Mongolian steppe, and then you travel to the canyon, and then you travel to the desert, and then you travel to a ice cave, and so on and so forth. In top of that, we have fantastic acrobats that, you know, we have aerialists. At one point you get to see 9 hoops. Who does a 9 hoops number? It's very gigantic. And somewhere else in the show, you you have a merry-go-round coming from the ceiling, a real merry-go-round that come on stage, and then you have fantastic acrobat defying gravity with acrobatic skill, and all that is done to give the audience a feel-good atmosphere. It's one of the only show that tours that, either if you're 4 years old, 44 years old, yeah, or 84 years old,
yeah,
it's one of the rare show that please everyone.
It's got to be one of the last shows now with animals in them also, with Ringling Brothers shutting down its animal operation. Is that right?
That's right. I think, you know, I'm a little sad that Ringling Brothers is shutting down, but... You know, I made a couple of times a statement that Ringling Brothers used to have elephant and tigers and lions, and these animals cannot be kept in captivity without chaining them or putting them in cage, which is a totally different world with horses. Horses are domesticated animal as much as dogs and cats. The horse we have today are not wild horses. They are animal that were created by men, most of the breeds. And you get to see that in our show. Horse find their comfort with human. Of course, if you don't beat them, if you're not too difficult with them, they will follow you like dogs. They can become very, very friendly.
I would imagine the horses are actually making you humans perform. That's how smart they are. I mean, totally. The horses are rather brilliant, right?
Yeah, totally. I mean, they don't have the same way of thinking than us, because we are predators. Same thing like dogs. So they are the opposite way, because they are, you know, you always have to think about them in nature. And that's why this show is all about nature, because it tells the truth. And obviously, what is fantastic about horse, the big difference between a predator and a non-predator, is the predator are liars, like us. We are liars. We have to lie. We have to cheat to be able to catch what we want to eat in nature. Mm-hmm. Where the horse is not a liar. He's just afraid. He wants to leave. He's very noble. But when you are able to make a horse become comfortable, it's like a dog. You know, he wants to be with you. He wants to be your best friend.
To please you, yeah.
Yeah, and he wants to, absolutely, he wants to please you. And when you see Odysseo, the time their horse are on stage, about half of the time they are free, which means they have no bits, no attachment. They just walk and almost run.
That's what I remember from the last show.
And dance with the artist.
It was so freewheeling, and it just seemed like horses were everywhere. You know, and I remember, you know, really, I remember like the horses sort of taking center stage, even though there were acrobats. You could not take your eyes off of what these horses were doing.
That's totally
in the show,
true.
And I imagine that the same is the case here.
Yeah, well, this one, I think I have pushed more the marriage between the two worlds, and you have some very fantastic moment where you have acrobats. It's very, you know, what I create is very difficult to describe because it's so different. But, you know, at one point you have what I call my angels. There's four girls flying in a kind of a tissue axe, turning it around, and they're pulled by riders and horses. And it's just magic. It's just, it's just stunning at the same time, but it's very poetic. It's very beautiful, and it's really the marriage of the two worlds. So you don't really need to understand horses to come to see this show.
It opens April 1st, by the way, in the south lot of Soldier Field in what I am told is the world's largest touring big top tent. So it'll really be a fun show, you know, to bring the whole family and check it out. A 58,000 square foot tent, the same size as the Bears football field, which is quite amazing. And again, 65 horses, 48 riders, acrobats, dancers, musicians. The show is Adesio, and tickets are available right now at 866-999-8111 or cavalia.com, C-A-V-A-L-I-A.com. And again, it all begins on April the 1st. So we appreciate you coming in, the founder and artistic director, Normand La Tourelle, and thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day.